don't know why requested. Maybe members did have reasons. Because, you know, can I tell you something? You know, it might be seen as a joke. I have requested something. The members didn't expect that thing. I said, no, we've called Stakes Association. Let them confirm whether this matter came to them. Of course, they stood up. And I wanted to request them time and again, I'll do that. Even if you are not there in your meetings, why? What is difficult for you to do what you are doing today? If you can continue in that spirit. Because South Africa, everywhere, everybody wanted to come here. Because they are learning from you. I won't go to deep details. I just apologize to you. Because members didn't say the crazy, but the man who put it, that what does it help whether you go out when I was still going to present this very same thing? And then I'll give you opportunity, and then I'll give, before I give you opportunity, I wanted to chat with you forward, how do you approach this matter forward?
If members felt offended for what they say, I apologize. That was not the intention.
Thank you. Is that members? Thank you, members. That is not taken. We need a good spirit to anybody. You see, I wanted to bring this matter to your attention, to all of you. I think I wanted to summarize it. But to give you a... But before I summarize, members, let's give you, because the DG is here, let's give them maybe a few minutes, and then we summarize to our proposal what to have to take this matter forward. Is it acceptable? DG, over to you.
Okay, thanks, Honorable Chair. The issue I was trying to amplify what is contained in the presentation, that the way we saw this problem and how it needs to be tackled is that, and also all of you said it at the beginning, that what is the big problem here? The big problem is that there's a clash in terms of the legislative framework of how we manage these things and the economic reality. And the economic reality is that Free State operators feel excluded from benefiting. So they see operators coming from Lesotho, coming from Joburg, passing their province. They are not part of the economic opportunities. That is at the core of the problem. And to get out of the situation, what is critical is not a detailed action plan, which is almost to the detail. What is critical is that all the stakeholders are participating in the process of finding a solution to this problem. Because if you were to impose it without a buy-in of the key stakeholders. As you know, I'm sure all of us know the taxi industry. You might be legally correct in what you are doing, but if you don't have a buy-in of all the stakeholders, what will happen is that people will wake up to try and undermine that legally sanctioned framework which is there. So we were saying, as the presentation was showing the extent of the consultation and engagement, so that you have all the stakeholders who are going to participate in this process. And we were saying that process has not yet been completed. It's not only about the taxis being consulted, it's also about state institutions. For example, if the Lesotho government has not finalized its position on the matter, we can't say that we have completed the process. And so that process also needs to be involved. As it was showing there, that they went back, they listened to government, they were going to discuss it, and then they were going to come back. There are all other stakeholders, the cross-border operators, and particularly the Free State operators. I think the important point in the presentation for us is that we are on the verge of having all the stakeholders completely buying into the process and then supporting it. That doesn't mean that alongside that you are going to have an intensive investment activity to make sure that whatever agreement you put in place, it is enforced. We also raised the issue, and as honourable members of parliament, I think we flagged that to say part of the engagement with the police, for example, they are raising the issue that in December they will be overstressed. We need to flag. We need to say how do we prevent that situation, because we are not necessarily saying we are agreeing with what the police are saying, but what we're saying is that that's what they are raising, to say that they will be overstretched, particularly in Free State, because of the conference there. Because we think that it is important that we have we beef up enforcement so that we avoid any situation developing. So therefore, there are both short-term and long-term, or medium to long-term solutions. The medium-term solution is these agreements which will be given to the operators, by RTA, giving them transitional licensing rights, which is a short-term thing to deal in December. And that is the process, that one which is going to be taking place over 2 years. But in the long run, we set up institutions which will finally solve this problem. And those long-term solutions are not only going to apply to Lesotho, but will apply to all our subject countries. The big challenge is, as we were saying earlier on, is, and I want to flag it again, is the fact that we might not have the numbers we require for policy. And the police embrace that. And we need to flag that. I think collectively we need to say, we have to engage the police to make sure that they do have the numbers. Because if we don't have the numbers, we won't have a problem. But I think, in a broad sense, we are, as I said, around the verge of really finding a solution to this. Because I think we have acknowledged together the problem. That the problem, you can't blame the taxi operators in Free State, you can't blame anyone. It's economic reality. That under normal circumstances, as a passenger now, I'm leaving Maseru, I want to go to Joburg. I want to take a taxi in Maseru and go directly to Joburg. Similarly, I'm leaving Joburg, I'm going to Maseru, I want to take a taxi from Joburg to Maseru as a passenger. I don't want to be dropped off in the before I reach Maseru. But that's reality then. Affect the law, after state operators, because then they are not benefiting from that process. And that is the economic reality which you are saying, through a negotiated process, we'll try and resolve that. But I think the team has done an excellent job to bring us to where we are. It's not yet complete, but we are getting there. That is the sense I wanted to. In terms of the bigger solutions, I mean, the framework as it is articulated, it has outlined how we finally resolve this problem, but that's part of what is negotiated. I don't know whether the CEO wants to add anything, but I just wanted to raise those issues.
Thank you, DG. For me, honourable members, the most important thing I just want to flag is the complex nature of the process we're dealing with. Really, this process is not an easy one, and we don't have all parties agreeing on one possible way out. And for me, that need to appreciate the sensitivity with which we need to handle this matter. Because you talk from, to one operator from this state, you talk to another operator from any other province, you'll find that even amongst themselves, they have fundamentally different views on the way forward on this thing. And for us, the last thing we would want to do is to go and impose a solution that we understand fairly well that does not enjoy the buy-in of the players on the ground. Because we will not be there to monitor this thing on a 24-hour basis to make sure it happens. So the best way is to do this thing in a manner that ensures that you eventually get the buy-in of the affected parties, so that even when you turn your back, this situation that you leave on the ground holds. This matter would not have been with us for 14 years. As members of this committee would know that this matter has been ongoing for 14 years. For the first time, we found something in this special dispensation that begins to give a way forward. And all we're trying to do is to massage the situation. And that's why in the presentation, we've made the point of sharing with this committee all the comments we've received, both negative and positive, regarding the special dispensation. Because we think it is then incumbent upon us to find a way to incorporate as many of the views, divergent views as possible, so that at the end, the dispensation that we're going to roll out is a dispensation that enjoys maximum support and as much consensus as possible. It is given, it is with this delicacy of this matter and the fact of the complexity of this matter that has meant that 14 years later, we still have no permanent solution to this. To then have expected us from the time we walked out of this meeting in September to have consulted with everybody and everybody to have agreed and for us, I think it was a bit, maybe it is us who overpromised. But the reality of the situation on the ground is such that if we are not careful about this one, we will mess it up, and I think we are very close. We are on the verge of winning this thing, and we are getting as many people to begin to see a common way out of this thing. And what we can beg for is just for more indulgence on your part. We do understand that you have constituencies. You need to be responsive to the needs of the, of your constituencies on the ground as members of Parliament. But this situation, I think, certainly from where I'm sitting, we are as close to this thing that we have ever been to finding a lasting solution that will hold on the ground on this matter. That's all I wish to add.
One of the members, let us maybe, give a chance. One of the members, allow me to summarize about this matter, unlike the second around. You know what I wanted to request? You see what was worrying the members. It's true. There is a listing of a short-term, medium-term, and long-term solution. I wanted to correct something because the perception is it will be as if we don't support any initiative. We do support any initiative. But what is worrying the members is about, for the short term, what do you have? Tell us, give us what you have. I'll try to make an example. You see, we must move away to that approach that everything will be solved by the police. These are human beings. Talk to them. The problem which we realize is that sometimes you run fast, leave them behind. Don't leave them behind. That's a problem. But if always, time and again, we take them on board, I don't think that we will have problems. You know, the thing is that, let me correct that thing of the police. I don't think it's true. It's a true statement also from the police to say, we don't have the manpower for this. No. The issue of the conference of Mangaung, it will be taking for maybe a week. After a week it's gone, then what? It's not forever in Mangaung. But please, I would appeal again. We must not create a creature that the system, South Africans are not that type like in DRC that you are forced to take a gun in order to address them. I don't think that we took a gun to come here.
anybody, even ourselves, if you take us on board, to say, here is a task team constituted by who and who, their program, here are the presentation, here is the thing which is, because you should have something for short term that they, guys, luckily, they instantly call us together with you, but you are proposing this for this short term and this and this and this. Or else you should have been advanced with us, from us. I agree, we fully agree with you that it's very cautious when you take, remember when I was addressing the members, I said we ought to be cautious about 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. We're fully aware that instead of short term is this and this, but what is worrying me? We do have an agency. We do have this and this. The key fundamental question, have they already started to do what was said to be done by them? That's where is the problem. That's where is the problem. And if we can address that, I don't think we can encounter problems. Therefore, because we expose ourselves to you that norm and give us a chance in order to be involved, to be part of the players, playing around with them. Why is it so easy to us when we do this presentation? Why is it difficult for them to do the presentation as well? For an example, in some of the presentations, you spoke about the deadline that in November, this is supposed to be finished. It's not there. In December, try to kick start of this and this and this and this. Your own presentation is there. Wrong, right? I'm right, isn't it? These are these type of short terms which we're talking about. Because they mustn't be taken with surprise. That's where they are resisting them. But if you take them on board in time, that remember, that's such a meeting, this had happened, this had happened. And then also with municipalities, it's very easy for us to say, let me see, go to speak to the relevant MEC in court about this illegal tax ranks. And then give me, you see, let me put an example. If we recall very well, the former minister Odula Omar, there was an initiative which was taken by taxi operators in terms of safety during December time. They agreed to provide their own marshals to assist in terms of reprimanding their own drivers. Wrong, right? They agreed to participate. If you were traveling, you will find they were big tents with people from first aid office thing and also two marshals. They were, those people were not taking any guide. If anybody is traveling anyway, they were having those vests, they were wearing vests also like traffic cops, volunteering to assist. If we're talking with a short-term solution, we're talking about systemizing that, which was going to be very much good for you to propose for a short-term solution, that no. Engage them. To us, it will be very easy. To them, it's easy to ask to say, hey, it's us who are assisting you to give you licenses of operating. Help us. You see? But there's no way we can now say 1, 2, 3. No matter we are appealing to them, that taxi operators, please be with us. I think enough is enough. We don't want this thing of jobs abandoned and like, because if you recall well, we are nearly one family. We link uniting group. For example, the only member of my picture is from the book, you'll be shocked that you are going to head. We don't need those things. But we need enough kids, and we can do some shit, talk to them. That's why you made it. The thing why the members were so, you know, is that the presentation is addressing most of the long-term things. Short-term, nothing. Nothing. How to take them on board, nothing. And I still emphasize the issue of we must not, never look them negative, that we will reinforce with policies there and try them and request them that they, if we are failing, what is will be your role? Engage them. I think from when we engage them, that's where we can have your beautiful beard, it's not there, but at the end, for an example, you know why we were the last people to be here in Parliament? It's because we were waiting for some of the bills to pass this other side and be sent to us, and then we keep it staying. If you say no, it's no. Because that document, if we saw it before we have this meeting, maybe we're going to talk in another language. But this is what our appeal is, that do your job. Tell us who are these people who constitute the new, the special dispensation. Because you see, to me, it's very difficult. I'll share with you a joke. Those who, I'm sorry, I'm not sure what compared with, I'll make an example with a sock. There is this guy, Omlanga, the chairman of the Pretoria team, is the one, Lamalang. Look at Fanana. Omlanga, they asked him, Omlanga, they asked him one day, he would say, he issued a statement, so he said, Orlando Pirates. When they came back, Orlando Pirates beat them, then went to read it. They said, hey, what happened now? He said, hey, fightness always very difficult. We can't see it. So now Mama takes operators. It's very difficult because they need you so that if they do have presentation, they must bring it to you. But if they're not there, where must they go? That's why I emphasize to them, Kahin Babucho, we don't want wars. Bring us, give us, empower us so that we'll be able to empower you as well. And I was very, to me, as it was very touching, we were mentioning how that takes our sushi as well. No, we don't take anybody from our side. We don't take other provinces aside. But the thing is, this thing started from here. We thought that we sat there to make a study case and then we continue to other provinces as well. We are fully aware that the operations that go across as far as Omarigane to other places. No, we are fully aware. But let us have a complete solution about this one. Honourable members, that was only my short summary. I don't know whether you do what something, because that is the key fundamental things which are so. And then also, before I forget, it won't be correct to say it's not. You need a donation, yes. Here's the, just imagine, 2 million machines without monitoring whether it's working or not. If I can say to you that machine was sold already, what are you going to say? Because to monitor them, you give them that machine, you connect it with you. It's easy to monitor it because it's connected with you. As long as that gadget you donated, it's nearly 3 million because they demanded also 600,000. As long you don't have a proper system to monitor itself, the suit will give you a lot of problems. We know even in Home Affairs it gives a lot of problems. Not the suit only. But that is an example. my provincial taxi councillor, Chairman Mr. Gungu, to open this can for us. Mr. Huber, Mr. Gungu, not telling what? Okay. What you are requesting here, him to say something.
Yes,
okay, fine. Baba, thank you all. We fully welcome the summary by the chairperson. And indeed, ours was on the short term what this had to happen from tomorrow, because something must happen. And as we speak, something is happening. You see, as we this matter to this house, we knew the cause of the problem, and we believe we know what is the solution, because it's us who came up with this issue that has dragged for so long. But just to cut matters short, in terms of the short-term solution, we believe that having identified whether what is the cause of the problem, it will be easy. As we speak, Mr. Chairperson, any person can apply for a cross-border permit anytime. To us, that is a serious concern. Notwithstanding our history that we are formalized taxi structures. This started way back in 1996 with the NTT. We had to be formalized, then had to be regulations put in place. Everybody had to work through particular structures. But as we speak, anybody can apply for a permit, and this permit is going to operate where I'm still operating today. That is the cause of the problem. So, as a short term, we plead with the cross-border agency. We know you have the rights, we know the legislation is on your side, but we highlight today that it is a cause of a problem, because those people that are getting those cross-border permits are operating on our roads. So that is our plea. If that can cease, can stop for now. We know they have the right, but our plea is let that thing stop. And I think the other thing was to respond on the issue of inter and intra-provincial operating licenses vis-a-vis cross-border permits for one vehicle. In other words, dual operation on one vehicle. Today I'm operating as an intra-provincial. Suddenly tomorrow, on the same vehicle, I apply for a cross-border. That brings confusion. So if those things can really be put to an end, it will help us. As we speak, Chairperson, we have agreements with the Lesotho people. We are operating as proposed in this special dispensation. In November, as operators, we had a meeting with our Lesotho counterparts. And because we have this standing agreement of 2005, agreement of 2009, they recognize it and we use it. In other words, we operate from one designated rank. We currently, because there are no facilities in Lesotho, we operate in legally designated taxi rank in the Free State. In our country, and we operate there. So we plead that if we be allowed to continue to operate like that, because we ask for a special dispensation, being fully aware of the laws, whether it's SACU agreements and whatever, we are fully aware that they don't allow us to operate. But they also don't recognize the fact that feedback is on the border mouth. And the cross-border access, it must be some 2 kilos or so away, which is not feasible, and we don't do it. Now, if there's some enforcement, it means the enforcement would say you should not load people that are going to cross. And we have relationship with associations in the other provinces. I can see today we're pitted Free State against the others, which is not the case. Which is not supposed to be the case. we don't want to dispute the legitimacy of the corridor operators and so on, because that is another issue for another day. We don't know what is happening, what is the difference between them and us. So our plea, in short, Chairperson, is let us be allowed to operate as per the 2005-2009 agreement, which makes it possible that we load from one taxi rank designated and move into other provinces in the country, and then the Lesotho people will pick up their people from, let's say, Fixback taxi rank, then the people will be taken to their different destinations in the Lesotho kingdom. That is our plea.
Because Uber is from the other taxi association, this is a mobile development team. Thanks very much, Your Honorable Chairperson. Gates are part of us, and then we see what are the economic fears that exist. This is, there's no problem with this.
because Northwest, Mpumalanga, Gauteng, we all Limpopo, we all operate in sort of the mind. So I'm saying, Chief, Honorable Chairperson, let it be under the domain of our General Director, General Department of Transport, and Cross Border Agency. This is not a problem. Those economic fears can be addressed amicably, and within a very short space of time.
Honourable members, allow me to close the meeting like this. Let us close this meeting now. I'm not suggesting much, but if you see, department, first thing which we propose, we have to read something. I want to close the meeting. But I can allow you then you will be the last one.
I greatly appreciate Chairperson. Chairperson, and I'm talking as a member of the dispensation task team. And I'll be out of order to begin to respond to the latter speaker. But I think there were unsavory kind of remarks which were attributed to the Free State, and it's not correct. The independent state of the Free State and all those kind of things. I don't think that's the spirit. And issues which are raised here are almost new points that we have discussed long ago. But let me just raise 2 points, because they have been raised on record. One is that the Free State did in fact do all the consultations that they were supposed to do. And there's evidence to that effect, and it was forwarded to the committee under the signature of the MEC on the 27th of September, after we came from here. And even before that, there were consultations done wide. But with regard to the team, the direct response is that, Chairperson, after we left here on the 5th of September, there was the meeting between the DG, HOD, and the MEC, and the CRTA. And subsequent to that, on the 21st of August, there was another meeting between the CEO and the team, and we met. And out of that, a team was constituted, which is the one comprising of the Free State, the Department of Transport, and the Cross-Border Road Transport Agency, which constitutes this, which is called the dispensation team. Now, what we're proposing in the immediate or the short term, that the current situation should hold. And the current situation that holds at the borders there is what in the main is proposed in the dispensation. And allow us therefore time to go back and deal with these issues and find an amicable solution.
Okay, let me close it. No, I want to open hands now. Sorry, I want to open hands. I'm not suppressing. You see, this is another party. We are coming all right now. I don't want, you see, remember in my remark I said some of you are older than us. We see you as parents. And some of you are younger than us.
people who would respond to say, this is the interim solution that we are going to implement. But as it is, but when we allow it again, I don't think we are going to reach our objective.